Okay, so thanks everyone for coming. Let's begin. So we're going to change it up. It's not going to be related to the Parsha. We'll prepare for Chanukah, which is Haba Aleinu Latova, in a few days. And it will be Halacha L'maisa regarding Halachas of Benching. And then we will pivot in the middle towards some important areas of Hashkafa and very beautiful ideas that I came across in the last couple of days. Let's begin. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. You know that Shabbos is the source for the discussion of the mitzvahs of Chanukah. That's a whole discussion on its own, why the mitzvah of Chanukah is set up and placed within the context of Masechet Shabbos. But the Gemara says in Chavdal Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu, they ask, Mahu Lahazkir Shal Chanukah Birchas Amazon? Is there an inyan? Do you have to mention Chanukah, i.e. Al Hanisim? Do you have to mention the miracle of Chanukah in benching? Kevan de Midrabbananu. Since perhaps it's only Midrabbanan, maybe since Chanukah is only a rabbinic holiday, and the Rabbanan, we're not Mechayiv us. Hey, the Rabbanan said you have to light Chanukah candles, but who said you have to include something as well regarding mentioning the miracle in benching? Or should we say, Odilma, Yishum Birsume Nisa Midakminan? Or do we say there's a mitzvah to publicize an ace? And saying Al Hanisim in Birchas Amazon would be a fulfillment of publicizing the Nais, and therefore there would be such a mitzvah to do such a thing. That's the question the Gemara has. Do you have to say Al Hanisim in benching or not? We already know the answer because we have benchers. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sechora, Amar Rav Huna. Eino Mazkir, you don't have to mention it in the context of benching if you don't want to. Vimbala Hazkir, but if you do want to mention Al Hanisim, the miracle of Chanukah within benching. So Mazkir Bahoda, you should do it in the bracha of No Delacha. That's where it's appropriate that it should be placed. Okay? Obviously we understand why, because we're talking about Lahodos Lahalel, to thank Hashem. It's appropriate to put it in the context of the bracha of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That would seem to be very clear and would seem to make sense within the purpose of benching. Tosus here asks a question. And he says, what's the Gemara's Havamin? He says, Kmo b'Rosh Chodesh, Sh'omer Yal v'Yavo, b'Bonei Yerushalayim. On Rosh Chodesh, we put Yal v'Yavo by Bonei Yerushalayim. Why? Mishin de'Yal v'Yavo, he tefillah. Because Yal v'Yavo is a tefillah, that we should have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, v'Tachnunim, tiknuha b'Bonei Yerushalayim. And all tefillos and bakashas of requests are put in Bonei Yerushalayim. It makes sense, right? Yal v'Yavo, we should have the Beis HaMikdash, we should rebuild Yerushalayim. The whole theme of Yal v'Yavo within Bonei Yerushalayim makes sense. Dehi nami tefillah. And therefore they say the same thing. It would make sense over here when it comes to Bonei Yerushalayim, when it comes to Noda and mentioning Yal v'Yavo. So it tells us the story here. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Iklai lebei Rava. So they were by the house of Rava. Savar lidkure b'Bonei Yerushalayim. And he wanted to put Al Hanisim in Bonei Yerushalayim. That's where he wanted to mention it on Chanukah in Bonei Yerushalayim. Amar lehu Rav Sheshes, and it says that Rav Sheshes told him. So it's actually, I think, in the Ksav Yad of the Gemara, it shouldn't be Rav Sheshes; it should be Rava. But whatever. So Ketfila Matfila Bahoda Af Birkas Hamazon Bahoda, just like that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's an aspect of tefillah, and tefillah is reflected in the korbanos, and you have by the Beis HaMikdash, so too by Chanukah, it's about being lehodos lahalel, and the bracha should be in Noda, and not by Bonei Yerushalayim. You made a mistake by putting Al Hanisim in Bonei Yerushalayim, it should be in Noda Lecha, as we have in our benchers, and this is the halacha, that we put Al Hanisim in Noda, because it talks about thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this is not undisputed, this is the halacha, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. You'll see there in Tafresh Pei Beis in a moment that this is very clear, that the halacha is, we mentioned Al Hanisim in benching, and it's appropriate for the holiday. What's the halacha to forget Al Hanisim in the benching of Chanukah? So you have a machlokas. You have a machlokas. We've shown him between the Rav Yah in three places. The Rav Yah makes this point. He clearly holds it very strongly. In all the places discussing Chanukah and benching and Shabbos, he makes this point. You have to repeat benching. Why? Because these are days of Mishnah v'Simcha, says the Rav Yah. These are days where the mitzvah he holds to have a suda, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle, and therefore, if you do not mention Al Hanisim in the suda, which you are supposed to have, you are not fulfilling the chiyuv of a proper benching over the suda. The rule is, when it comes to benching and having to repeat things, if you must have a suda, and you mess up the benching reflecting that day, then you did not properly bench at all, and therefore you must repeat benching. That is the rule across the board. The Ravya understands that you must have a Suda on all 8 days of Hanukkah to reflect on the miracle of Hanukkah, and therefore if you miss Al Hanisim in benching, it means you have not even benched properly. We have the same thing, for example, when it comes to a person who forgets Ritzei by Shal Shudas, right? We know in the first two meals of Shabbos, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat benching, because you have to have two sudos with bread, according to everyone, when it comes to the meals of Shabbos. But when it comes to Shal Shudas, we all are familiar with the idea that is a very big machlokes Rishonim, whether you need to have bread by the third meal. Obviously, we should all have bread by the third meal. But if for some reason someone does not have bread by the third meal, they have what to rely on in Rishonim. And therefore, if a person does not say Ritzei by Shal Shudas, you don't have to repeat benching. Why? Because you didn't even have to have a suda in the first place. If you don't have to have a suda in the first place and you mess up the benching, you don't have to repeat it. So the Ravya understands you have to have a suda by Hanukkah, and therefore if you mess up the benching by Hanukkah, you would have to repeat it. This makes
what's
sense.
What's the makar for having a suda?
What?
What's the makar for having a suda?
By Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Because these are days of Mishnah v'Simcha. Okay, these are days of to have a suda in reflection of the miracle, and this is the understanding of the Ravya.
So it does not depend on the day, you're saying. So if I already had three meals, three times in Shabbos, and I forget them in my fourth meal.
100%. 100%, yeah.
And it's an entire Shabbos, not the Shabbos should school the next day.
Correct. 100%, yes. It reflects on the what the Chiyav is in the suda of that day. So that's the opinion of the Ravya. This is also cited by Hagos Maimoni in the Rambam Hilchos Brachos in the second parak. This is the opinion of the Mordechai. This is the opinion of the Bach as well. Not just in the Rishon, but also in the Poskim. The Bach says as well, and the Ater Zakenim, who is ironically a Talmud of the Bach, so it makes sense that the Ater Zakenim would hold like his Rebbe the Bach. So I guess that counts as one opinion, because it's really the same thing. And this is the opinion of other Rishonim as well. That one has to repeat. However, we do not follow that Shita. We follow the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen and Simen Lamed Ches and the Or Zarua and the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Pei Beis and the Chayadam and all the poskim who say that if you forget, you don't have to repeat it. Says the Shulchan Aruch here, Kol Shmonas Yemei Chanukah Omer Al Hanisim Birchas Amazon Birchas Haaretz. You make the bracha in the Birchas Haaretz and Noda Lecha. Ubit Tfil Birchas Modim, and you make it in the bracha of Modim and Davening. That's another shir. Vim Lo Amar Ein Machzir No So. And if you forget to say Al Nisim and benching during the 8 days of Hanukkah, you don't have to repeat it, because we don't hold that there's a chi of Suda when it comes to Hanukkah for all 8 days. It's a nice thing to do, and it's something that you should do, but you don't have to have a Suda all 8 days of Hanukkah. And this is the halacha, it's clearly brought in the Shulchan Aruch as well.
Purim,
yeah.
If you forget Al Nisim or Purim.
Ah, so then that's a different shear. We'll discuss that by Purim. But by Purim, we'll rehash.
About Suda.
Well, correct. So that would seem to indicate that one should.
Okay.
The Lavush.
Just trying to show off.
The Lavush, the Taz here as well, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkas and Gimel explain that Purim is not Mido, that Chanukah is not Mido Raisa. So you got me thinking about Purim. The Chanukah is not Mido Raisa, and therefore it's not on the level that would require one to repeat benching. In any case, if you were to miss it, another reason given as well. So, there's no Chiyuv Suda, and it's a Din Darabanan, and therefore not require repeating it. And there's no korban associated with Purim, with Hanukkah. See, and there's no korban associated with Hanukkah, and therefore you don't have to feel like a yantif, and it's not such a big deal. Writes the Eish Lavram, the Buchacha Rav in Tafrik Sadi Hey as well, that if you forget Al Hanisim and you want to correct it, let's say you're not too far into benching, can you save it and get Al Hanisim in there somehow? So the Buchacha Rav says that if you begin to say Baruch Ata Hashem Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon at the end of the bracha, meaning you start the final part of Nodem, and you caught yourself before saying Al Haaretz, meaning you say Baruch Ata Hashem, and you don't say Al Haaretz, so you can turn it into the classic bracha saving pasuk of Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukacha. Right? We know from Hilchos Brachos you can save a bracha by saying Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukacha, a pasuk in Tehillim, and therefore you didn't really end the bracha, and you can retrace your steps and go back, and then say still Al Hanisim in Noda and continue on as usual. This is the opinion of the Buchacher Rav. However, the Chayadam and the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion and Kuf Peches by the Halachos of Benching say that you should not say Lamdeni Chukacha, and instead, if you say Baruch Ata Hashem at the end of Noda, keep on going. Don't save it. You have to keep on going. And they explain why it's not the case. Because if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Al Deni Fukacha, and you turn into this pasuk into Tehillim, you've essentially made a hefsek. You've made a break that was improper in your benching for no reason. Because what did you say? You don't have to repeat Al Nisim anyway. You don't have to go back and retrace your steps in the first place. So if I mess up and I end Nodo by saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and I keep on going, so what's the big deal? Nothing. So I didn't say Al Nisim in benching. I didn't lose out on anything. It's okay. You'll have a chance to do it another time. There's 8 days of Hanukkah. There's plenty of time to say Al Nisim. And therefore, says the Mishaburah, says the Chayadam, don't do it. Don't say Al Nisim. Don't save Al Hanisim, because it's going to be a hefsek. What are you saying random Sukkim of Tehillim for in the middle of benching? No purpose. And they say, don't save it. Keep on going. And that is the halacha. And usually, most people don't think of it anyway, because you really have to be on top of your game to remember Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukacha in the first place. There are very few people who can have those cat-like reflexes to save benching so quickly. What if you finish No Delecha, you finish the whole bracha, and you start to say V'ala Kol Hashem Elokeinu Nachnu Adim Lach, right? The next part after that, and going to the bracha of Bona, can you go back and say Al Nisim? So the Prima Gadim, and Tafresh Pebez, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Kuf Peches, and the Aruch HaShulchan say that this is allowed. That you can go back after you finish the bracha of Al Ha'aretz and still say Al HaNisim and repeat benching from that point. However, with Shlomo Mirkus, who was the Avbasin of Mir, so he writes in the Shulchan Shlomo that this is problematic because there are still mentions of Shem Hashem. You're going to go back and repeat the entire paragraph again of benching unnecessarily, even though it's not a bracha, even though you're not saying Baruch Atah Hashem, there are still mentions of Shem Hashem in those that paragraph of Nodeh that you're going to have to repeat again. You're repeating Shem Hashem for seemingly no reason why you don't have to, again and again and again. So says the Shulchan Shlomo, says Rav Mirkus, the Rav Mir, a person should not repeat it, and I think again, I don't think the halacha is like him. The halacha is like the Aruch HaShulchan and the other poskim, that if you want to go back and say it after you started the next bracha, potentially you could. Says the Magen Avraham in Kuf Peches Sif Katan Yud Gimel that on Shabbos Chanukah, if a person remembers Al Hanisim and forgets what to say, then he has to repeat benching. Let me say that again. On Shabbos Chanukah, which is coming up next week, you remember Al Hanisim, but you forget what to say, so you have to repeat benching. However, during the repetition of benching again, because you forgot what to say on Shabbos, you don't have to say Al Nisim. You don't have to say Al Nisim. You already said it once, says the Magen Avraham. This is the opinion of Rov Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Pichadosh, the Shalom Zalman, the Mirkis, the Bagan Gibor, and the Kafachayim, the Sosa Shulchan, and Mem Zayin. All the Poskim seem to agree with this. On this very unique case where you remembered to say Al Nisim, but you forgot to say Ritzei. If you repeat it, you don't have to say Al Nisim because you fulfilled it. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur and the Chacham Asad in Kuchav Talit that they question the logic of the Magen Avraham. Why? Because if I didn't say Ritzei, in essence, what did I not do? I didn't bench. I did a zero. It was a big goose egg, a zero. I accomplished nothing if I didn't say Ritzei. So if I didn't say Ritzei, I also technically didn't say Al Nisim. And they say, disagreeing, that perhaps you should go back and say Al Nisim again if you have to repeat benching. And this, again, is the understanding of the poskim Mizman Hazeh in this very unique case where you forget Ritzei, but you say Al Nisim and you have to repeat benching. You say Al Nisim again in the second bracha. Okay. Now, there is another halacha that you find in the bencher as well when it comes to Al Nisim. And that is a special harachaman that is inserted when you do forget Al Hanisim. Where does this harachaman come from? That a person should say it if they forget Al Hanisim? So again, you forget Al Hanisim by Noda and Viala Kol, and you go through Bona Yerushalayim, and you finish Ayat Asreinu, and you remember, I didn't say Al Hanisim. So you'll find that the Kolbo writes in Simon Chafei, the Rishon, the anonymous Rishon, who says that when you get to the harachamans in benching, a person should insert The harachamad of harachamad asalad unisim and inflos. Hashem, it should be your will that you should do amazing miracles for us. Just like you did for our forefathers in those days, it should be done nowadays. And then you continue with b'yamei matasiyo, kohen gadol, and you continue with alnisim, all there in the middle of the harachamad, the end of benching. This is the kolbo, and this is cited by the Orach Chaim, the Hilchos benching, and the Rama and Tafresh Pebeis. Look at the Rama here, he says, The Rashi script at the end of the Shulchan Aruch there, Yesh Omer, Kishishachach El Hanisim Bebrechas Hamazom, Kishimagia La Harachaman, Yomar, Harachaman Asalad Unisim and Inflos. You should say the special Harachaman that Hashem should do miracles for us. And this is brought to Halacha by the Ramah. Now, there are a number of possible options where this Harachaman should go. There's really two options, and there's one unique case. The first thing, we'll get the unique case out of the way, the Yad Ephraim, cited here by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatz and Hay. So the Yad Ephraim says that if you have a Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, so which harachman do you put first? Do you put the harachman of Rosh Chodesh for Yichad Eshlanu, we should have a good month, or do you put the harachman of Al Hanisim first? Which one should go first?
Tadir.
So Rosh Chodesh should go first. So says the Yad Ephraim. So says the Mishnah Berurah. You have Rosh Chodesh first harachman, then the harachman of for Chanukah and Al Hanisim. What about if it's not a special Shabbos? It's not a Rosh Chodesh, it's just a regular Chanukah. So where should this Harachaman go? So I'll start with what I think is what is found in all benchers, and then we'll question it. Rabbi Shimon Eider writes in Halachos of Chanukah, he doesn't bring a source, but this is certainly the minhag in all the benchers. He says the Harachaman comes right before the Harachaman who uses Akeinu L'mos HaMashiach. Meaning that whole area of harachamans that talk about the yom, whether it's Shabbos, it should be part of that section before you get to the last harachaman, which talks about Mashiach. This is what Rabbi Eider writes. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Shlomo and Rav Zalman Sender Kahana on the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Zalman Sender Kahana was the great grandson of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He was the Rebbe of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he was the father of the Kovner Rav. So he has ha'aros on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that were included in the brand new editions of the Shulchan Aruch from Machon Yerushalayim. So he writes as well that a person should insert over there before he uses Akeinu L'mos HaMashiach, essentially putting at the very, very end of benching, before the summation of benching. And this is also found in the Ksos HaShulchan, who says that this is here because it's regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore it makes sense to have the harachman there. I want to show you a comment of the Aderes. The Aderes, the famed father-in-law of Rav Kook, he writes here in his Tfilas David, that which we find in the Achronim. Shimshachach melomar mein ha-ma'or b'chanak v'b'kor, we forget it. You should make up harachman yasalad nisim. You have a special harachman that Hashem should do for us miracles. Kasavna b'siyat z'shmaya. He says, I wrote in my work, Sidrei Moados, which is a work that we do not have, because the publishing house, Oy Shalom, is still in the middle of printing it, but eventually we'll have it. The Aderes left piles and piles and piles of manuscripts that they're still putting out. So I wrote over there, should Sharach Lomar came Tefech Achar Gemar HaBracha L'Olam Al Yichasreinu. Says the Aderes, really, this Harachaman should go right after Al Yichasreinu. Why should it go after Al Yichasreinu? This is something we discussed already in the past when we discussed the halachos of the end of benching. And we said over there that really Al Yichasreinu is the end of benching. And all the Harachamans, all the other stuff, it was added on later on. And this is why, and everything was added on, and this is why the Briska Rav held that it's really not part of benching, it's really extra. And Yeruchim Gorelk said in the name of the Briska Rav that the Briska Rav would make sure to drink tea right after saying Al Yichasreinu, and then he would say the Harachamans to indicate that the Harachamans are not really part of benching, it's just something that was added on later on, not part of Iker benching. So says the Aderes, I have a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Dal that says you should mention Chanukah in benching. And therefore, what should be take precedence? Should I have all these harachamans that have no source anywhere in Chazal and have them first? Or should I take a harachaman that fulfills the mitzvah of the Gemara to mention Chanukah in benching and put that right after the Iker benching is over? Says the Aderes, it makes so much more sense that you should have the harachaman referencing the miracles of Chanukah right after the main part of benching. Because that is a din of the Gemara. That is a law found in Chazal. All these other harachamans, even though they have great tunes and they fit nice into songs, they are not part of the benching of Chazal. And therefore, says the Aderis, really, it should be that the harachaman of asking for miracles, just like in the days of Hanukkah, should come right after Aliyah Chasreinu. I have yet to see a bencher like that, but I think the Aderis makes a lot of sense. There's something to think about, but I have yet to see anything published in that way. Let's now get to the question on this whole idea. There's a question of the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor writes in his Kedushim on Masecha Shabbos. He writes in his Kedushim on Masecha Shabbos in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. He asks a very important question. The Rama tells us that there's a special harachaman if you forget Ahanisim. What does the harachaman say? That Hashem should do miracles for us like He did in the past. Ask the Bechor Shor. We know from many places in Shas, the Gemara and the Brachos, Tav Samach, also in Dalid, that someone should not ask for a miracle, right? We discussed whether a person is allowed to know the gender of the child in the past, and there we said as well that a person, if something is hidden from him, you shouldn't ask for a miracle. You shouldn't ask for a miracle. We don't have enough money in the account to have Hashem withdraw from that account to do something miraculous for us. It's not appropriate. It's garua. It's not appropriate to go to Hashem and ask for a miracle. We don't have the reshus. We don't have the ability. It's a tefillas shav, says the Gemara. It's a wasteful tefillah to ask Hashem to bend nature, to move mountains, that we should be able to have miracles. And ask the Bechor Shor, how are we sitting in bench on the Chanukah for 8 days and possibly saying, Hashem, give us a miracle? How is it possible? How could there be such a thing? This is the question of the Bechor Shor. We're going to give now 9 answers. Okay? Each answer is better than the next. Each answer is incredible. And it gives us a proper hashkafa, what it means to daven, what it means to ask for something from Hashem, and gives us a perspective on Chanukah. So let's begin. Says the Bechor Shor, answer number 1. He says that it's permissible to ask for, I give you a list here of 9 answers. I summarize them because it's a lot to remember. Number 1, he says that it's
permissible. You pick 9?
What?
Is it like something mystical about 9?
Not that I know. Just the amount of time I had to find 9 answers.
Okay, so it could have been 12.
So he says it's permissible to ask for miracles for the tzibor. You can ask for miracles for the klal, but not for the individual. And therefore, that's why the harachman is the language of the plural. This is given by Rosh Shlomo Kluger in his Kilos Yaakov on Purim, and the Chedusher of Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, his Sora Shuvin Chela Gimel, all said the same thing as well, that you can ask for the tzibor, not for the individual. As says Reuven Margolios in his Nefesh Chayim Siman Kuf Pei Zayin and Shulchan Aruch, that he doesn't think it's sufficient to ask for the tzibor. It has to be for all of Klal Yisrael. It's not sufficient to ask just for a group. You can't say, I just want a miracle, like for Anshei Chesed. That's not enough. You can only ask for a miracle for the Tzibor if it's for the entirety of the Jewish people. He brings a Rashi in Megillah Daf Gimel that says that the Torah of Klal Yisrael is greater than the Korban Tamid. There's only a merit to the Jewish people when it's all of Klal Yisrael. If it's just a faction of Klal Yisrael, it's not sufficient for that merit. You need all of Klal Yisrael to get such a merit. The Gemara Masechet Samech Daled Amud Beis says that by the Korban Pesach, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash would miraculously close by themselves between each group. Says the Gemara over there, why? It was because of the schus of the klal. What does klal mean? What, only a few Jews? No. All of Klal Yisrael. To have miracles done for you, you need to have all of Klal Yisrael. That is the opinion of Reuven Margolios, qualifying the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor's second answer is that one is allowed to ask for miracles that happen in a natural way. Like the victory of the Chashmonaim. It was a natural victory. You can't ask that your menorah should burn for 8 days. That's a little much. But you can ask for a natural miracle. And this reason cited as well by the Shari Shuv in the Mishabur and Kuf Pei Zion, and the cited also in the Atzei Chaim and other Mefarshim as well. Reason number 3 is the Yeshua Yaakov, also a famous answer, given by Rav Yaakov Orenstein in his Yeshua Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch here in Tafresh Pei Beis, and also in his Yeshua Yaakov al HaTorah in Parshas Lech Lecha. Beautiful, he says, that generally miracles take away from the zechus of a person, right? If I have to rely on a miracle, it means Hashem is cashing out for my bank account. It means I'm going to take merit away to have this miracle. However, if the miracle is so amazing, it's so inspiring, that it makes a Kiddush Hashem, that something miraculous happens and people say, oh my goodness, there's a Borei Olam, a creator of the world, this is amazing, I want to love Hashem, learn Torah, whatever it may be. So then, your cashing out of your zechuyos immediately gets repaid. Because the miracle that you asked for caused other people to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. If it's just a miracle that's miraculous that happens to you, So, okay, who knows? But if it's a miracle in public that's so incredible that it causes people to be mekadeshim shemayim, to love Hashem, then your miracle caused extra zechios in the world. And therefore, it kind of gets repaid. Hashem withdraws from the account for the miracle, but immediately get repays back because it was so incredible that it inspired other people to serve Hashem. Therefore, he says, when Avram Avinu went out with Eliezer, or 318 people, whatever it may be, to fight that battle, that was clearly a miracle. That was a miraculous event. But what happened? It was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, because everyone was inspired by the military victory of Avram Avinu. And therefore, Avram didn't lose out on Zechuyos, because even though he withdrew from the account to get tremendous miracles, what happened? He inspired so many other people to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, there was nothing wrong with that. Okay? He quotes Pasuk in Tehillim as well, that David HaMelech says that Hashem raised me up. Evan Maso Habanim, I saw the Rosh Pina, right? I was hated. I didn't know what to do. And then Hashem saved me. And it was Be'enei Hashem. It was in front of everyone. And that was inspiring to everybody else as well. Says as well, Rav Baruch Epstein. The Nemukei Orachaim, the Munkacha Rav. So he questions this explanation. He says that in order to have a great miracle with an incredible Kiddush Hashem, what does that mean? It means that Klai Yisrael need to be in a great Sara, right? If there's going to be a six-day war, right? An amazing Kiddush Hashem, a tremendous miracle. But that was only inspiring. Why? Because things were really bad, and we thought we were going to be wiped off the face of the earth. And that's why it was a big Kiddush Hashem. So says the Nemukei Orachaim, says the Munkacha Rav to the Yeshivas Yaakov, that's crazy. The only way you can daven for a miracle is if there has to be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem by saving Klai Yisrael. What that means is, in the Harachim, what you're asking is, Hashem, I hope things are so bad for Klai Yisrael that you need to pull us out and to give a great miracle. That's what the Minchas Elazar says. He says it can't be, and he says that cannot be what it means that you have permission to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for a miracle. Says the Munkacha Rav on his own in reason number 4, he says that miracles for the sake of Das, miracles for the sake of religion and ruchnius are allowed. You can't ask for a miracle that I should have a car in the driveway next morning. You can't ask for a miracle that I wake up next morning and there should be an addition on the house all of a sudden. That's not okay. But what you can ask for is miracles in ruchnius, miracles in spirituality. Hashem, I should wake up in the morning and no kol tarakula. Maybe that's allowed, says the Munkacha Rav. That is something that would be miraculous and allowed. Why? Because we see from Klal Yisrael, by the story of Hanukkah, that they asked for, it was a miracle in ruchnius. The Chashmonaim is a miracle in spirituality. They tried to take away our religion. And we dive into Hashem and He saved us in a miraculous way. But by Purim, the attack was on us physically, and therefore, that's why there are some people who don't say this harachaman when it comes to Purim, only by Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is spiritual, Purim is physical. Next, says Rav Eliyahu Shik in the Ein Eliyahu and Shabbos Chaf Beis, and he notes the Gemara in Shabbos and Gimel Amud Beis talks about a person, it was a man whose wife passed away, and he had a child, and he was unable to find anyone to nurse the child, and he davened to Hashem, and Hashem gave him the physical capabilities to nurse his child. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. Was that a good thing, or was that a bad thing? Is this praiseworthy, or is it not praiseworthy? Abaye there in the Gemara says, this is not praiseworthy. It is garua. It is bad that this man had to rely on a miracle. And Tosfos Yeshanim notes that the Medrash tells us something different, though. The Medrash tells us that Mordechai was able to raise his niece Esther because he was also given the physical capability to nurse his niece Esther. So ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, how come over there by this guy who was poor and he had no food and he needed a miracle, so that was bad. Mordechai, everything is fine, but Hashem gives him this miraculous ability to nurse his niece. That's wonderful and a praise of Mordechai. How come one is okay and the other is not okay? So says the Ein Eliyahu, if the person needs a miracle because he's in a bad situation, so then that's not a good thing. Why? Because it means that you were in that bad state in the first place. The guy whose wife passed away and he was poor and he had no money, so life was bad for him and needed a miracle to get him out of that rut in his life, in order to get him through that situation. But by Mordechai, nothing was wrong with Mordechai. He was a tzaddik. The miracle happened to him because of his righteousness, because of his tzidkus, and it was not a problem. And the only issue with the miracle is if it comes because there's something wrong with the person and they need to get out of that rut, out of that ditch. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tuv Tam Adasim Madura Gimel Chelik Beis and Tzimukuf Tzadi Ches. Answer number 6. He says that the derech hateva of the world is that tzaddikim should be on top and Rishayim should be on the bottom. That's how the world should be. And when the world flips around and the Rishayim are on top and the Tzaddikim are on the bottom, that's abnormal, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael is on the bottom and we need a miracle because the Rishayim are on top and the Tzaddikim are on the bottom, you're not davening for a miracle. What are you davening for? You're davening for a return to the proper order of the world, to the Teva. And therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, when we ask Hashem for a miracle, we're just asking Hashem to make the world right, that the righteous should be on top and the Rishayim should be on the bottom. Reason number 7. Reason number 7, that there's a difference between the davening for a miracle in general and having a specific miracle. You can't go to Hashem and say, I want this miracle to save me. But what you can do is you can say, Hashem, I need a miracle to help me out. You choose the miracle and it'll be okay. But you can't go to Hashem and say, Hashem, I want this miracle. I want to have this specific thing that should happen. You should say, Hashem, I'm in a tough situation, and you know, you make it happen. But you can't daven for a specific miracle. Reason number 8, Rav Aaron Lopiansky writes in his book, Timepieces, on page 125. And he says, how could the Jewish people put themselves in a situation where they needed the oil to burn for 8 days in a miraculous way? So he cites a mimer he heard from a Huttner. He says, the Gemara in Tainus Chafei says, Rav Chanina ben Dosa famously said to the vinegar, I want you to burn just like the oil burns, right? We're all familiar with this Gemara. So, right, because just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu makes the oil burn, so too he makes the vinegar burn. So the Vilna Gaon there explains that there are people who see the world in two dimensions. One is that the world is nature, and there's also miracles. But says the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chanina ben Dosa, he viewed everything the same. Miracle and nature was all one thing. There was no difference between the two. And therefore, Rav Huttner said that by Hanukkah, we're on the level to see that nature and miracles are all the same. It's all one thing. We just point to the world and say Hashem runs everything. And therefore he says that based on this, we're allowed to go and say that in Hanukkah we can say, Hashem, you're in charge of the whole world. We can ask for miracles because nature and Teva is all the same as miracles and miraculous events in this way. One last point, says the Alexander Rav, the Rishmuel Tzvi Danziger in the Tiferes Shmuel on Hanukkah and Osfaf Aleph. He says that when Hashem performs miracles, so you can draw from the Kedusha of the miracle that happened before. When we ask for a miracle on Hanukkah, we're not asking for a new miracle, we're asking for a miracle that happened beforehand, and we're simply pulling from that account. The same miracle that happened by Hanukkah so many years ago, we're asking for Hashem to pull from that account again and again and again, and the zechus of the great others who came before us, that great things should happen to the future, going into the future. Yeah.